Researchers at UW Extension and UW Madison decided to follow up on a 2008 study that said barotrauma is the main killer of bats that fly near wind turbines. Barotrauma happens when the bats fly through areas of different pressure caused by rapidly spinning turbine blades and come out with internal injuries, like the bends a scuba diver gets when coming to the surface too quickly. But the main author of the new study, David Drake, says barotrauma and the blunt force trauma caused by blades hitting the bats are both big reasons for bat deaths.
We did a necropsy, or essentially an animal autopsy, histology, where we looked at tissue samples, and then we also did x-rays. And with all three of those clinical diagnostic tests, we determined that there really is no clear-cut cause of death for bats from wind farms.
Drake says the new research also shows roughly half the bats examined near the Forward Wind Project in Dodge and Fond du Lac counties had eardrum ruptures that might not be immediately fatal. So he wonders if the number of bat deaths from wind turbines may be understated.
We are suggesting that there's possibly what's called sublethal effects. So the animals may have a broken bone or their eardrum might be ruptured, but it's not enough of a severe injury to kill them instantly to the point where they would fall within our search area. But then they may fly out of our search area and die.
Drake says he hopes the new study helps wind companies make changes in turbines. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.